One-shots, different games, one shot at a time.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I didn't come to this with any sort of preconceived setting at all. I've got three different rule sets in various states of completion, which are supplements. So one is, we're calling it Combiners, so it's basically your Voltron style. There's Mercenaries, which is a far more, and okay, that's it, not saying much, but it's a more granular system. It appeals, I think, to the people who came from Battletech and MechWarrior a little bit more than this. There's Mecha versus Kaiju, which is basically large, Mecha versus Kaiju, right? Yeah. And then there's the core set, and we can play just about anything in that. Whatever you guys want to do in terms of set.
Okay.
So I'm open to anything at this point.
I'm up for whatever.
Yeah, for just
about. Let's do the Voltron style.
Okay, Voltron style. Yay!
I'll form the blazing. I get to form the head.
I get to form the blazing butt. Wait. No.
Wait.
That seems bad.
Can I be the kai piece?
Yes.
Wait, that's not gonna work. Buddy, copies.
That's the most valid commander ever. You have just described the average American male.
Yeah, pretty much. It just now it's 200 feet tall.
Yeah, NPC legs. That's all we need at that point.
And blazing butt, remember?
Yes. Blazing butt. Yes, okay.
I stopped myself from putting an adjective on my copies.
Yeah. The published setting for Mecha Combiners is, I think I'm running at CanCon? Running Fusion Super Blend?
Yeah,
yes, you're
right. Okay. So I'm getting my what I'm running for Gen Con and what I'm running for CanCon confused in my poor
You're doing Dirge and you're doing Running Fusion.
And I'm also doing a Mecha Mercenaries game.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
Yep, those are the three.
Yay! My brain remembers something. So we can play Running Fusion Super Blade. It is basically,
where is your map?
That way, and those are hard water stains. The bathroom was just cleaned today.
Oh.
You can edit that out of the AP, right?
No.
These don't get edited. It's far too much work.
Damn it! Sorry, hon.
She won't listen to it.
Yeah, but sure. She'll find
it. Oh, she'll hear about it.
There was a tremor in the forest right now. I was like, that bastard.
This is way different from what I...
Yeah, the other one was a miniatures game. This one,
yeah.
So I don't have an exclamation point in my name, and somehow Mecha now is either Mecha the role playing game or also Chris Perrin's Mecha, which speaks to my ego.
Stroke.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. All right. Yeah, stroke. I do remember now because that's right. It did have an exclamation. Yes. I think you mentioned that.
And for anyone listening, the copyright on that had lapsed about 6 years ago, so I felt perfectly justified in taking the name. I did research that. Brain, go now. So the main setting of Combiners is Ronin Fusion Super Blade, which is my treat to basically Seven Samurai, so it's that sort of desolate period in Japan with Mecha and a half-undead creature possessed by evil Kami, like ancestor spirits.
You had me at Seven Samurai.
Okay, sweet.
He's a super movie buff, so.
Yeah. I've been on his podcast for that.
That's true.
Actually.
The Zone of the Red.
So we can, in that one, we can actually play characters from the book, or you can make your own. I don't care which one. It will speed up character generation, to do the ones out of the book. If not.
Given the hour, let's book it, I say.
Okay, let me go grab my laptop then. And then if everyone can write in on the character sheets, you'll save me from having to redo these for the con.
Sure.
That would be awesome.
Right,
hey, where's my laptop?
Because of the...
Yes.
I bought it because I kind of thought it was the game that I played. So you need to make sure that it's cool.
Got it. I will do my best.
Okay.
It's actually too late now, but I'll do my best.
Okay. So the cover did help significantly. I will point out that of the 80 some odd things that I got out of that download, Mecha was one of the like three that I picked specifically.
Now, is this still in print?
That's an interesting question. The hardcover is no longer in print.
Right.
I will be bringing the last for sale hardcovers. Hold on, but I will be bringing the last for sale hardcovers to CanCon, and hopefully they will sell.
Cool.
And then after that, we're going to do another soft cover run. Hopefully, in time for Gen Con. But we actually sold our existing stock to Loot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
And so, which I think was good.
Yeah, I joined Loot the other day. They haven't sent out anything.
They periodically, I mean, they'll do a blitz, like one a day for a while, and then they won't put out any for a while, a little bit. Sometimes they get some sweet ass stuff, though.
Okay.
If I had money, I would have. Yeah, like Mecha. If I had money, I would have bought it.
Yeah, but, so eventually our plan is to put it into softcover. We're talking with Cubicle 7 about them doing it.
Sweet. A solid choice. They are a fantastic publishing partner.
I certainly have no complaints about that should it happen. The one thing they said was they wanted me to redo the cover. And at first, I was pretty... It's like, no, it was my cover, and you don't know what you're talking about. And then they introduced me to the artist they wanted to use, and I pretty much drew it all over myself.
Yeah.
So basically, he's going to take what I've done and then I think make it more kind of Gonzo anime-ish. So that is really cool. So yeah, it's going to be cool. So anyway, so you guys are going to play Ronin. Or Ronin, I don't know, I'll pronounce it both ways throughout this. Basically, your old master, Lord Yoshitsuna, was the... He was the guy who invented, basically... Alright, this is sort of right. So, everything is calm in 1550s Japan until one day seven volcanoes erupt. And all of a sudden, the Kami, who used to be... Happy Kami basically turned in evil and started enslaving humanity and
those bastards.
Yes, so basically they were known as the 77 Kami, and they terrorized everyone. Lord Yoshitsuna went to the few remaining good Kami and said, "Lend me a piece of your strength, and I will fight back." Five answered the call. Hey, what's the matter? We're not ready to play yet. We still have to do characters. You get bored during that. I know, exactly. So, Lord Yoshitsune went, yes. Yoshitsune took the five pieces of, five bits of essence from each one of the commies, imbued them into these sigils, and then couldn't figure out what in the world to do with these now medallions of kami essence. So he embedded them into...
So he had a raffle.
Yeah.
We should have a potluck and a raffle.
We should have
a pancake jamboree.
Yes.
For Japanese, we don't have pancakes.
So literally, it was step one, get kami essence. Step three, win.
Yes. Step two...
My lord, I am a little fuzzy on step two. It's very simple. Step one, essence. Step three, win!
So you've played this game before.
Yes, it's called life.
So eventually he gets this idea to create constructs of wood and metal, and imbues each leg, each arm, and then the chest with one of these kami sigils. And then the it's obviously a powerful creature, but it needs direction. So he essentially communes inside of it. But it's still, I mean, it's still Voltron size, but he's just kind of right around the chest. Goes on this massive campaign against the 77 Kami. Is really taking, you know, taking a lot of names.
Taking it to the streets.
Some of the Kami basically evolve.
Nothing's gonna ever keep it down. It's the best around.
You guys are missing the montage. It's too bad you can't see it.
It has anime flash and everything.
It does.
Green speed lines.
And in true anime fashion, everything glows. It swells and glows before it explodes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And
that's what she said.
Everything explodes.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. So Lord Yoshitsune goes in. Seven of this great 77 Kami evolve into the next stage of evil Kami. So they become ghost assailants. They find Lord Kaji, who is Lord Yoshitsune's top general, and they say, "We'll kill your family if you don't help us lead Lord Yoshitsune into an ambush." Long story short, Lord Yoshitsune decides that he's going to go follow Lord Kaji, ambush. It's a massive fight. The large construct that Lord Yoshitsune named Super Blade for its very long sword. It's a big fight. But in the end, 77-1. Even in anime, at the beginning of the story, it's not going to win. So then, of course, Super Blade's broken up into 5 parts, scattered across the winds, and so 4 of Lord Yoshitsune's Ronin and Samurai Warriors and his son kind of go, "This sucks. We'll figure out where they're buried, and then one day we'll come back and form Super Blade. You guys all go off to your respective lives, try to live as the Kami, enslave everyone, and try to live your lives. Then something happens to all of you, which upsets you enough that you decide that you're going to come back together and form Super Blade. Of course, we'll have to retcon this a little bit since there's only 3 players, and the whole NPC thing is kind of wonky. I mean, we could do it, but since nobody's ever played, let's just have everyone play their own character. So there will be 3 Ronin instead of 5.
As an aside, have you seen Iron Dynasty Way of the Ronin?
No.
Savage Worlds.
Samurai Steampunk.
Nice.
It's from Reality Blurs.
Bamboo constructs in feudal Japan. Very awesome. Oh, I think you would like it.
Yeah, totally.
You would dig on it hard.
That sounds awesome. Okay. The other thing is, right before, so Lord Kaji realizes that he has dishonored his master, is in the process of committing ritualized suicide.
Seppuku,
thank you, I can never pronounce that word. And at that moment, the 7 ghost assailants appear and basically say, "We need a human to represent us. You are a chosen human."
Tag!
And so wield this sort of dark energy. So
I choose you!
Yeah, exactly. To be this half-man, half-evil creature thing. So he takes the Lord, the dishonorable Lord Prefect, Kaji Khan, who is now the main bad guy. Yay! Backstory. Okay. So,
that's the opening narration.
Yeah. And we're done. I don't think I need to do that. That's all
Next
I have.
Next time you need to do it. Like this.
In a world.
Sound more like Optimus Prime next time.
Yes, work on that. These are our design notes for you.
I'm not sure that...
Design notes?
All right!
Your ability doesn't inure to this. We're telling you what needs to happen.
Yeah.
The focus group has spoken. Now.
Guys?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
How did you see this?
What's that? Oh, yeah, that's a good picture.
Yeah, look. It's a ninja robot. Do I have a minute behind me? Yes, I do.
Well, I don't need to be high color. I've got him.
That's true.
He sounds nothing like Optimus Prime, but, you know.
This is true.
Yeah.
We've got this.
Maybe with some voice lessons.
Once he hits puberty, I'm guessing there'll be some more Optimus Prime.
There you go.
Okay, so there's basically, I'll run through the description of the characters. There's Akechi Nobunaga, who was the number 2 general of Lord Yoshitsune's armies. As Super Blade fell, Nobunaga tried to rally what troops Lord Yoshitsune had left, but they all kind of realized that they couldn't win and ran away. So to this day, Nobunaga feels like he dishonored the memory of Lord Yoshitsuna, and of course feels guilty about it. Then there's Yoshitsuna Hama, which is Lord Yoshitsuna's son. Mm-hmm. And he is angry that the other Ronin don't immediately turn him for leadership. He actually stayed and fought as his father was dying and everyone else was running away, and so feels like he has something to prove, that, you know, nobody seems to look to him for leadership. Tokugawa Hideyoshi is a planner, so he's basically, he's not a coward, he's just cold and calculating, and so ever since Super Blade fell, he's basically kind of been wandering around trying to help build up the infrastructure, and has actually been involved in the resistance. Sagara Akiro is a good man with a generous spirit. He was actually out trying to, you know, like, help the orphans and the widows, and came across the city that the Ronin had slaughtered, or not the Ronin, sorry, the Kami had slaughtered, and got pissed off, and decided it was time to fight. And then there's Matsushita Daisuke, which, if anybody likes baseball, that's two baseball players' names stuck together. Even better, it's a Yankee and a Red Sox, so... anyway,
he routinely fights with himself then?
Yes, exactly. He hates himself. Which is actually true because he...
Hey, did you want me to hit myself?
Yes. So, Daisuke is a power behind the throne guy. So he doesn't necessarily want to be on the front lines. He wants to be the... hey, we're recording, so... Yeah, right. So, he's a power behind the throne guy, always was. So he actually worked for the Dishonorable Lord Prefect for a while, but realized that he was essentially a traitor to humanity and has joined the other Ronin. The other Ronin think that he has been a farmer the entire time. So those are the five out of the box characters.
I will totally blame Matsushita Daisuke.
Okay, Matsushita, we got the Daisuke.
If that's alright with everyone else.
Sure. Give me Tokugawa.
Tokugawa, alright. And you want to be... No, it's Jim Stream, man.
Which one was Tokugawa?
Tokugawa was the happy guy.
Okay. Which one was the son, the frustrated?
Yoshitsuna Hama.
Be him.
Okay.
How do you spell Daisuke?
Daisuke? D-A-I-S-U-K-E.
And what was Tokugawa's other name?
Hideyoshi.
Hideyoshi?
Yeah. Thank you, Wikipedia, for... Many a Japanese name.
Though. Oh, yes.
And you'll have to spell my name for me.
Yoshitsuna. Yo-shit-su-ni.
Nice. Huh. That sounds like a sentence. Not a name. Yo-shit-su-ni.
Not quite. I know. See, everyone's still filling out their character sheets.
It's what was his last name? Hama?
Hama. No, well, first name is actually Hama.
Okay.
H-O-M-M-A. Okay, so Hama's first in the write-up, so I'm just going to go through his stats real quick.
Remember that in Japanese, the last name, the first name comes second, so...
Yeah.
The family name is first.
Yep.
Yeah, it was hard as heck when I was reading through people's biographies and, like, trying to remember or trying to figure out if I was looking at somebody's first name or last name. Yeah. Because
some sites flip them.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's frustrating when they do that. Because yep. I got used to family name first and then that, so it's like, that's what I look for.
So once I realized that, like, a whole family all seemed to have the same first name, I realized that they, you know, flipped the family name first, so. Okay, so you ready, Hama?
Yes.
Strength 3? Pilot stats, everything related to a pilot's going to be on your right, everything related to the mecha will be on the left.
Okay.
So strength 3, agility 3. Intelligence 1, will 4.
Happy, but not so bright.
Not so bright.
Why does no one follow me?
It's because you stink.
You should go to 7-Eleven.
Try walking downwind.
Mecha Combat 3. That's that. And Personal Combat 3.
People follow you, wind at your back.
Social 1. Field Ops 3.
Okay, make a combat 3, personal combat 3, social 1.
Yes. Field ops 3.
Field ops 3.
We'll talk about what all this does in a second. Repair 2. This is my new game master. Medic 1.
Medic 1.
And just take note of this.
Okay.
Here on your link stats, your defense links to will.
Do I write that in here?
If you want. Your attack links to strength. Your engineering links to intelligence. And your speed links to agility. But we'll get into what that means here in a second. Hideyoshi. Strength 2. Agility 3. Intelligence 2. Will 1.
Okay.
Your skills. Mecha Combat 3. Personal Combat 2. Social 2. Field Ops 2. Repair 3. Medic 1. Thanks, bud.
Defense is will, right?
Yeah. Wait, your link array is attack to agility?
Attack is agility?
Yeah. Because we'll get into what all this means in a second.
Sure.
So defense links to strength, engineering to intelligence, and speed to will. And I forgot something very important for you, Hama.
You mean move to will?
Yeah.
Alright, let's go.
What's up, bud?
Have you seen my mecha, guys? My mecha case?
I haven't. It's found in your room. There you go. So your traits real quick. Brutal, rough, courageous, and angry. And your goal is to show them I'm worthy of my father's legacy. Hideyoshi, yours are stony, cautious, respectful, and dispassionate.
Cautious, stony,
respectful, and dispassionate. And your goal is to plan and execute an action that will mean something. Deske.
Mm-hmm.
Strength 3. Intelligence, I'm sorry, agility 2. Intelligence 2, will 4. Okay. What's the matter, your link array, attack to intelligence, defense to strength, engineering to will, and speed to agility. Mecha Combat 3, Personal Combat 3, Social 3, Field Ops 2, Repair 1, Medic 1. Your traits, quiet, smooth, right acting, cunning. And then goal is to use the tools to the best of their ability. Okay, so then mecha stats for Hama. You're in a mecha called the Arm Fighter. So if we were playing with a 5-person team, you would be the arms. You have weapons 3, armor 3, technology 3, and speed 2.
Come on. Come on.
You have configurations of berserker and assassin. And you have a battle blade, which is 0 melee. A spirit spear, which is 3 spirit. And a hidden dagger, which is 1 impact.
Alright, a spirit what?
Spirit spear.
Which is what?
3 spirit. And a hidden dagger, which is 1 impact.
Hidden dagger, which is 1 impact.
Yes. Hideyoshi, you're in the leg walker. Weapons 2, armor 3, taking the.
Okay, weapons 2.
Yeah.
Armor 3.
Technology 2. Speed 4. You have 2 weapons. You have a spirit flame, which is 2 spirit. A mighty javelin, which is 4 impact.
Mighty javelin.
Yes. You have
configurations. Which is 4 impact.
Yeah. You have configurations flanker and disruptor.
Okay.
And again, we'll get into all that in a minute.
And I'm sorry, what was that last bit? It was a...
Flanker Disruptor are your configurations.
Okay.
And then finally...
Flanker and Disruptor separate from that?
Yes, those are two.
Flanker...
Yep. Dice K. Mm-hmm. Weapons 4. Armor 2. Technology 4. Speed 1. Okay. You have two spike sprays, which are each 3 impact. You have a Naginata.
Hang on.
Okay.
Times 2, how much impact?
3 impact.
Okay.
Naginata, which is 2 melee. And a piercing spirit, which is 1 spirit. Your configurations are Boomer and Slayer. So there's one...
And which mech am I?
You're the Shining Blade.
Boomer and...
Slayer? Yeah, you're the Shining Blade.
Alright.
So if we were playing with 5, arms, legs, blade of the sword, the helpful guy is the pommel of the sword, and then the leader is the head. But there's only 3 of you. So.
Okay.
Okay, so here's what this means. So we'll talk about the way the link stats. Those are the ones in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're by yourself, you know, you're just a pilot, you're going to roll your pilot stats. So that's, you know, everything on the left side. So if you're trying to list something, you're going to roll 3 dice because you've got a 3 or whatever. When you're in your mecha, you add your mecha stats and your pilots together. They link. So those ones in the middle, basically, what you take. So for defense, you take your mecha's armor plus whatever stat linked with defense or to defense. Add them up, and then that's your stat.
Okay.
So if you want to fill that out now, real quick, does that kind of make sense?
Oh, I see. There, we just filled in what you told us the link numbers were. So.
Okay.
Because, yeah, there wasn't a whole lot of room to write a number and what it's
okay,
linked to.
The word. Okay, so you guys want to go over links real quick again?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, okay. Even if we have the numbers wrong now,
yeah, sure. Okay. So, Hama, you're going to link attack to strength. So, right. Weapons plus strength equals your attack.
So, weapons plus strength.
No, everyone's different. Right. Everyone's different.
For me, yeah. All right, so that'd be
wait,
2
you're,
plus.
Wait,
yours is different.
Oh, okay. I'm...
So, weapons, 3, strength, 3, so my attack is 6.
Your defense is will plus armor?
Will is 4 plus 3 is 7.
Your engineering is your intelligence plus your technology.
1 plus 3 is 4.
And your speed is movement plus agility. So as you're building a character, and as the way I wrote these up, if you're more of a cerebral pilot, you know, if you're going to line up the best shot, like your attack would be weapons plus intelligence. If you're more of an agile, you're going to try to dance away out of shots. It would be defense plus agility. You know, if you're really going to try to get the best position and really force that on, that'd be like will plus movement or plus speed to get your movement. Kind of thing. Does that mm-hmm. conceptually make sense?
Sure.
Okay. Hideyoshi, attack plus agility? So weapons plus agility is your attack.
Weapons and agility.
Strength plus your armor.
So armor, strength, 3, 5, and that's for what? Defense?
Yeah. Technology. I'm sorry. Technology plus engineering.
Technology plus what?
Yeah, plus intelligence is engineering.
Okay, so 4 for engineering. Okay.
Yeah. And so then will plus speed is movement.
Speed, will,
5. Deske? Attack. Weapons plus intelligence is your attack.
Alright, so that's 6.
Mm-hmm. Armor plus your strength is your defense.
Okay. 5.
Technology plus your will is engineering.
Holy crow. Okay.
8. And then movement plus your agility is your speed. I'm going to try again. Speed plus your agility is your movement.
Okay.
So nobody's proofread my playtest draft here, so...
Yeah, your playtest draft also doesn't list things in the order they appear on the sheet, which, as a future note, might be a handy
yeah,
thing to do.
See, actually, I got into a... the way the game works. First of all, this coin is a point of overdrive. It's your Benny, and so it's used for one of two things. It's an automatic success if you're rolling. Oh, by the way, we'll get to that in a second. It can also activate one of your configurations. So you've all got configurations listed. Mm-hmm. Those are your special equipment and your ability to sort of break the rules. You have Berserker and Assassin. Mm-hmm. Berserker allows you to attack twice in a round.
Okay.
Assassin allows you to deal damage to the pilot and the mecha. So in this case, it's basically like doing double damage is the best way. Because Kami doesn't really have a pilot necessarily, but you still get to do double damage to it.
Okay.
You've got Boomer and Slayer. Boomer is your area of effect. Mm-hmm. Everything in a sector will be hit. Slayer allows you to also do double damage, but in a different way than him, and I'll get to that in a minute. Okay. You've got Disruptor and Flanker. So Flanker basically allows you to teleport. You basically are in the mirror image sector, so if you're here, you go there.
Okay.
Or if you're here, then you go there. Disruptor, if you successfully damage your opponent, they can't move the next turn.
Okay.
So the way any skill check works, it's always you're always rolling a number of dice equal to your attribute. So if you're out of your mech, it's your pilot. If you're in your mech, it's your link stat. Your target number is the applicable skill.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in your mech, it's always mecha combat.
Mm-hmm.
And then ones explode, which is why on your custom mecha dice, you've got an M instead of a one.
Sure.
They explode till you stop rolling. You get overdrive. You get another point of overdrive if you roll 5 successes. If you get 8 successes, you get that point of overdrive for 5, and you get to do what's called a cutscene. So that's the Mecha Gonzo action that allows you to do a powerful attack for free. Well, you can take an extra half action, so you can either move or do an attack. Let's see. Everyone gets to pick a mecha from my awesome collection of old MechWarriors Dark Ages figures. So if everybody wants to look for one. Range is calculated. So each one of these things is a sector. So this is the same sector as that, as long as you're within one of those lines.
Okay.
Right now you're range 1, because you're crossing a curvy line. Anytime you go across a straight line, it's 2 movement points. So that's 3.
So, like, these would be 2 movement points.
Yes.
Across those. But this would be just 1?
Yes.
Okay.
And you have to cross a curved line before you can cross 2 consecutive straight lines. So this move is illegal.
Okay.
Unless you have a configuration called Leaper, which none of you do.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I have to cross a curved line before I can cross the straight line.
Yeah, and that's the only arbitrary rule that I know of in Mecha, and basically it makes all the ranges work out. So it's the same range to go all the way across the circle as it is to go around.
Okay.
So it's 6 to go here, it's 6 to go across the circle.
Okay.
To attack, you roll attack, your opponent rolls defense. If you roll more successes, you've damaged that mecha. And then all mecha have a stability track, which is reflected on your character sheet under mecha damage. If your pilot gets damaged, it's also got the same damage track. So when you're damaged, it's the only time you want to roll high. You want to roll above the number of damage points that you have.
Mm-hmm.
So going back to how you can both do different damage in different ways, you will do a point of damage to the mecha and the pilot track, which will force whoever you attack to roll 2 stability rolls. You mark off 2 boxes on the damage.
Okay.
I think that's all. Oh, role playing. Yeah, we should probably do that at some point. So what we're gonna start off is we're gonna start on my left. You get a scene. So on your scene, you can be social. you can, and basically that's, you know, an opportunity for character development and growth. If you get a success on your social roll, you get another point of overdrive.
Okay.
If you roll 5 successes, it's 2 points of overdrive. If you roll 8 successes, it's 2 points of overdrive and another roll. Field ops is basically you going out and doing recon, inventing some gadget that will help you in the upcoming fight. That gives you a tactical point, which basically means you can reposition things on the battlefield before a fight. Repair some medic, repair some pilot. One thing I did forget is every battle will start off with a waypoint, which I'll mark in. It's called the tactical waypoint. If you start any turn but the first turn in the tactical waypoint, you win the battle. So instead of every battle being zero sum, if you can basically take the high ground, you've won the battle. Unless it's a boss fight, in which case oftentimes we don't play with that, so that it has to be a battle to the bloody end and there's drama and everything's happy. So,
and, because I'm not sure it was explicitly stated, ones are successes?
Ones are successes, okay. And they explode.
Right, okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Yep,
awesome.
Yep. So, and that's kind of how we move. That was the best way I could do to kind of mimic the Gonzo anime-ness and how Mecha can do backflips and stuff. It's basically their ones exploded a couple times.
Cool.
So, I think that's everything. So, we'll set the scene. You guys have come together. You met. You decided that you were, in fact, going to go off and reform Super Blade. So, you know, picture Voltron, right? You kind of go and collect the pieces, put your little, you know, signals in, they reactivate. There's still very much the bamboo, you know, earthen / mud / stick constructs, but because they've got kami power, you know, they're better than the normal stuff. So the one thing you guys do know, you can intuitively sense that separately, the individual pieces of Super Blade aren't as powerful as Super Blade when it was put together. Mm-hmm. So the whole was more than the sum of its parts. And only the whole Super Blade has the same power level, if we're going to go Dragon Ball Z, as a Kami. So you guys know that you're already starting off a bit behind the ball. And so your characters don't know that eventually you will be able to form Super Blade. And we'll kind of get into how those rules work when the time comes. But the important thing will be you have to be in the same sector to form Super Blade. That's...
okay.
And even that, according to the optional GM notes, you can waive that rule the first battle if everyone's getting used to forming. So, anyway. So you guys have come back together with your pieces. It's nighttime. You're sitting around a fire trying to figure out what your next move is going to be. Take it away, Hama.
Okay, so explain to me again what I can do here.
Okay, so you've got a couple different different options.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's damaged, nobody mm-hmm. needs to be healed, so right. There's no reason to do one of those.
Right.
Your best two options are to either do a social scene,
mm-hmm.
And then that will you can make a social roll to try to get another point of overdrive,
yep.
which obviously has benefits in combat.
Mm-hmm.
You can also do a field op scene, which will allow you to get that tactical point, which will allow you to move the waypoint, or move individual enemy mecha, or
okay.
yourself, before the start of combat.
Alright.
So, and all of those should be looked on as opportunities to roleplay,
okay.
so... and then your role-playing guides are basically your traits. If we're playing a long campaign, you would get advancement points based on how many of your traits you role-played to.
Okay.
So you can kind of use that as a guide.
All right. Well, for grins, we'll go ahead and, even though if I'm looking at this properly, this is definitely not my strong point, we'll do a social scene.
Okay. What are you going to do in your social scene? So let's frame it up a little bit.
So we've just gotten together. What we're going to do, I want to discuss with you guys, lay out the grand plan that I have that you should clearly follow.
Go for it.
So we finally come together, but now the we need to start taking the fight to the enemy.
I agree.
This cannot stand further. We need to take the fight to the enemy.
Excellent. I think we should hit them where it hurts.
Indeed.
Take the fight to them this time.
Yes. I think we should hit the nearest supply line. The nearest supply station.
Is that the most prudent target?
I think it is, yes.
Why?
Because it will show that we're here and we mean business, and it will disrupt them.
Yes, but pull out plans that I conveniently have. From,
that's far
from my time.
It's animation.
Yeah, well, I mean, I infiltrated the thing, right. So
you didn't infiltrate. You were actually one of his like dudes.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got knowledge. We're here.
Yes.
Yes.
The nearest supply line is here.
Yes.
The main supply line is here.
Yes.
So why? We shouldn't just hit one of the legs, we should hit the body. I think this is a good plan.
If we wish to send a message.
I know.
Let them know that we are a force to be reckoned with.
Here.
And that the Ronin Fusion Superblade is back.
Here we are a gnat. Here we are a hawk.
Here we are a hornet.
I prefer hawks. I'm allergic to hornets, but yes.
Well, even better, hornets, if you're allergic to them. You need some cream for that?
No.
So my father used to say a good leader listens to his advisors.
And I haven't worked for a lot of good leaders.
I'm sure he said that at some point in time, although I don't remember it.
This is a good change to my plan. We will do this.
So you're going after the main base?
The main supply line.
Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which now
you see, you have the main supply line, and it has sort of like wheel spokes that go out to other supply lines. But if we hit just those,
sure.
we inconvenience them. We hit the main line.
So you want to go after like a, you want to go after like a base?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Like a large supply depot.
One, they're not going to be expecting it. Maybe we spread a little bit of rumors that we're going to hit one of the smaller ones as we're just getting back together and
excellent.
And then maybe they'll focus elsewhere.
We also have underlings that could be used as a diversionary tactic.
Let them focus on something else, thinking that's the main fight, and we hit them right where it hurts, where they're least expecting us.
Excellent.
Okay. You good with that scene?
I'm good with this point.
Okay, so you guys were all involved in that scene, because he involved you in it. Mm-hmm. Basically, there's a rule of Mecha where if it's your scene, it is your scene, and you can kick anyone out of it that you want. I came up with that rule because of a particularly obnoxious playtester, but you guys were in it. You can roll any skill you want. Like, if you want to start spreading rumors, you could roll field ops. And then, basically, when it came time to your scene, you could either forego it or have a scene without a role associated to it.
Okay.
You know, which would be your internal monologue or something.
Could I argue that, given my predilections, I would use social for that rather than field ops?
I believe that you could argue
that. Okay, then I would choose to do that.
The only difference is the outcome. You're not going to get a tactical point. You're going to get a point on a graph.
Sure.
Okay, cool. So you're going to roll social.
Okay, how do I roll social?
So your social skill's a 1.
Yes.
You're trying to convince them, so that's a will.
Okay.
So roll 4 dice. Any ones are success.
Those are all sixes.
2 sixes. No successes. Yeah. Right.
Wah, 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 wah.
Clearly, I need different dice.
Are you starting?
No, we're good, bud.
Not quite yet.
Okay. Anybody gonna roll? You're gonna roll to excite to send your underlings to go off.
Spread rumors.
Okay.
To sow confusion and discord amongst our enemies.
So this is as the GM, I'll tell you that any successes you get will make the upcoming battle that much easier.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking tactically. So okay. I mean, so would that be?
Field ops is probably the closest.
Okay.
Yes, but again, you could have your own scene too if you want.
Sure.
Okay. So
I feel attaching myself to this because I'm quiet.
Go for it.
So I'm assuming that social is connected to will for me.
In this case, I mean, it's one of those things where we've had
reasonable argument either way.
Yeah. We had one guy put social to agility because he was trying to impress girls with how well he could catch a football.
Yeah. This is my strength of character, my cunning. This is very much will for me. So, and I'm assuming that because it's a 3, anything 3 or less is a success.
You are correct.
Excellent. I want to make sure I'm catching
you're
the...
You're grokking the
system. I'm getting the cut of your jib.
Okay, so that is four successes, four successes plus two explosions, so I'll just roll another two additional.
Have you started yet?
Yeah, but we're not fighting yet.
Okay, five successes.
There you go.
Great.
Great success!
Great success!
Great success!
Great
success!
Alright.
You have to always talk like you're, you know, like you're constipated.
Great success!
And now that I've offended everyone listening,
yeah, exactly. The whole country of people just kind of went, what? All right, Ethan.
I'd be happy if a whole country of people had visited the website to download this. I don't care if we offended them at that
point. Are you going to do your scene first, or are you going to attach yourself to that one?
I'm just going to attach myself
to that one. Okay, yeah. He's the commander. It makes sense.
You're rolling...
social, and no successes.
Okay. Oh, linking it to... Oh, yeah, cool. Well, you link it to one of these.
Oh.
And then you still got no successes, but rolled the number of dice equal to the stat. And you, whatever number you use, two or one is a success for you when you're using social.
Yeah, so it would still have been two dice, so it would link it to intelligence.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah.
All right. So, Ethan, do you still want to have a scene? Is there anything you'd like to accomplish role-playing-wise before we go?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head, no.
Okay. You good?
Well, I mean, obviously, my guy is doing the... 1550s Japan equivalent of picking up the phone and calling people. You know, do you knock bamboo sticks together? Is there a signaling?
Communicate. Yes, basically, I kind of in the need for communications, I sort of crystal ball kind of the equivalent because it was more of a spiritual magical.
Okay. Well then, I didn't roll enough for a cutscene, but since I've already got my successes, it's essentially a cutscene. So he's. Like, you've got the speed lines. He's running across the country, and he talks to the people of this village, and they send people out. And he runs to another village, and he has to leap a stream, and you see him killing a deer for food.
Meanwhile, it's showing me staring at a map. And then I swat a fly on it.
And it cuts back to the commander, and he's feeling very proud of himself for what he's doing. And in the meantime, I'm running across the fields, and I'm climbing a mountain.
I'm looking very satisfied.
Speaking to the old man at the top, and it's very obvious that at this point in time, I'm doing all of the work.
I'm now meditating on the map.
And
no, it's still not working.
And at the very end, I.
Don't do something. Standing there.
It reminds me of Beavis and Butthead. Everyone is like, wait, I figured something out. This sucks. Alright.
Where have you been? We've been ready to attack for hours now.
Yes, that's exactly that's what you get when you get back. We've been ready to attack for hours. We're just waiting on you. A team is only as strong as its weakest link.
Hi.
Okay, so the mid-morning, because obviously it was late, dawns bright. You guys come across this fairly modern, for 1550 city. Let's just say that it happens to be somebody give me a Japanese city name. It's not Tokyo.
Kyoto.
Kyoto. So this is the city of Kyoto, which is a pretty good-sized city, because I know nothing about Japanese history.
Sure.
The period, except for what I watched in a movie. I don't know, but hold on real quick. We'll say it's a good-sized city because the commune built it up. And on the outskirts, surrounded by a pretty good-sized stone wall, is a very large-looking complex of warehouses that seem to be minimally... A minimally defended at this point. Though there's obviously at one point in time.
I'm sorry, Internet, we're playing with our mechs.
Yes.
We're playing with our toys, our dolls.
At one time, obviously, there were a lot more troops stationed in the city, but there's obvious holes in the patrol route. There's a huge barracks that looks fairly deserted. That would house a large number of commie, essentially.
Commie spies.
I studied the maps for hours looking for their weak point.
Meanwhile, I've been helping you, and we've been planning our entire attack around the fly that you killed earlier. Around the stain of the fly that you killed earlier.
This means something.
You get back, and you're wondering why it is that we're making plans to attack a stream that's about 20 miles.
And while you guys are arguing over a point of the map, and you look and start pointing off that direction. Clean off the fly, and draw the plans, and you come back. I told you, and I just don't say anything.
Didn't it? Nah, I told you that was there.
It was right here.
So
listen to your commander,
yes, sir.
Oh boy. All right. So So yes, Ethan. Yeah, I can't make it work. You're supposed to click on someone, and then you go where it's red, okay? So, go to your next turn. I think you moved everyone. So, big city, not very well defended, barracks. So you guys start to sneak in, and about that one time, the two guards are on patrol, happen to spot you. Yay, it's battle time. So you can set up anywhere on that half of the board.
By the way, even without thinking about it, I took the one your son recommended as the gun face.
Your gun face, yeah.
Yes, I took gun face, who apparently plays air guitar all of Dylan's head.
As the leader, I should be in front of you in some fashion.
No, I have to be on the outer edge.
Right. Okay. As the leader, you should be behind me.
Well, I'm setting up right here. Because, yes.
Yes, and you think I'm behind you.
Alright, so everybody, roll engineering. And from throughout this entire combat, the only skill you have to worry about is mecha combat.
Okay.
I think I can roll.
So I have an engineering of 4, so I just roll 4 dice.
Roll 4 dice, looking for a 3 or...
Okay.
And you rolled an awesome fireball, sir.
Yes, I did.
Okay, so what are successes in this case? We need to write down what it's linked to, right?
You're rolling engineering.
Yes, I got that.
Okay, and your target number is mecha combat.
Gotcha, yeah, I'm with you.
Now, if you're very clever like me, you rolled 3 fives and a 6.
I'm on mechanist. There. Okay, roll
that,
buddy.
Okay, so
five successes.
You roll 5 successes.
That
really?
Explodes.
On 4 dice?
Yeah, I exploded twice.
That one explodes.
Okay, roll.
My turn?
Yeah, you and I are on the same side.
5 successes, sir.
5 successes.
Thanks to a cock die and some explosions.
Okay. So Ethan is 5 on 4.
So there's a normal fist bump. Yep. Right. And there's the fist bump with explosion. Uh-huh. Now there's fist bump with
sparkle. Roll your dice, bud. Right,
I got
and
it.
Then there's the fist bump that's the exploding balloon.
I got a new one for you.
Oh, cool.
Snail.
Nice. Eric?
I got no successes out of...
That's right.
Fearless leader! Right. Our success is your success.
Actually, your success is clearly mine, so give me some of yours.
That's what I just said.
I mean,
our
yes.
success is your success, sir. Are we getting any? Are we getting interference on this comm channel?
I think he said sucks ass.
Quiet.
Instead of success.
Is that the code word for something? Look in the books.
I spent.
Be there in a second, boss. I know.
I spent a lot of.
Hold them off for another minute. We're looking for your code words. Is this Tuesday or is this Wednesday?
It's Sunday.
Oh crap! And you rolled 1 success, right? Okay, good. Yes. So,
totally.
Yes. Okay. The first person to go, so we've got a tie with 5 successes each. Mm-hmm. So the person with a higher engineering goes first. That is
8.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So my movement is a 3.
Yeah.
So, and let's see. I've got melee looks pretty impressive. What's the range on this stuff?
All right, so that's what that number is that's the range.
Okay.
So if you are... Yes, but...
So, like, my mighty javelin has a range of 4.
Yes. Yeah, let me see it.
And that counts, like, movement, so, like, it's crossing us. Yes. So yep. That'd be 2,
and
3.
So the way range works is... if you are exactly at that number of movement spaces away, you roll your full complement of attack dice. Mm-hmm. If you roll, or if you're one off your optimum range, you roll 1 less, 2 off,
okay.
2 less.
So because crossing vertical is 2.
2, yes.
Then my...
You are 2 away from that target.
Perfect.
And you are 6 away from him. One other thing to note, weapons have a 1-turn cooldown. You can fire 1 a turn, unless you have a berserker, and then you can't fire weapons on successive turns, unless you have the configuration which lets you do that.
Okay. All right, so...
And you can move and fire in any order.
Now, for the boomers, the boomer area of effect,
yes.
Does that cross...
No, zones? It is one sector only.
Okay.
What you can do...
Well, I was asking you to describe to me what the Slayer can do, because you said I get special...
You mark off 2 boxes of damage.
Okay.
So the other thing you can do is if you get a successful attack roll, for every success you go over their defense roll, you can move them 1 movement point. So you can actually hold... for somebody else to try to knock them in here, and at that point you can do Boomer and try to attack them both.
Okay.
And you can do Boomer Slayer. Which, there's a... Hold on quick. There's a mecha in the book that has Boomer Berserker, so it fires twice their effect, which is pretty sick. Yes, sir.
How
do I play
this game?
Also, here.
Now, when we're talking sectors, like, this is a sector,
that
this
is a sector. Yes.
Okay.
The middle is one sector.
That's one sector. That's a sector. Okay, I got you.
All right. Well, because I am feeling relatively unsettled about my compatriots' abilities at this point.
I can't imagine why.
Not at all. I'm going to spend 2 overdrive to activate Boomer Slayer.
Okay.
So I have them both there.
Yes.
For when it comes into play. The Boomer will not matter at this point in time.
Yeah, so until the beginning of your next turn, just so you know.
Okay, that's fine. So those will be... Which is fantastic, because if I knock him back, then he'll be ready for Boomer on the next one, assuming he doesn't move.
Till the beginning of your next turn.
Till the beginning of my next turn. Okay,
don't do that until you need it.
Okay, well, I'll still do Slayer.
Okay.
Because I can use Slayer immediately.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm going to attack with my Naginata, which is 2 away, which means I can basically... You know,
blue. Okay.
Massive. My sword extends out and smacks him in the face.
All right. So red.
Okay, and it's attack of 6. Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
And how do I? And mecha combat any 3s are better for successes.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
1, 2, 3 successes. That is sadness right there, painted across my face.
No, 4.
Okay, I only got 3 successes.
Yeah, so you can spend overdrive if you want.
Okay.
And so, you know, because there's 3 players, I start off with 2 overdrive. One less the number. Ethan, what's the matter, bud?
I'm tapping my gun like...
Well, it's not your turn.
Yeah, it's not, you have to hit that if you can't...
Well, anybody who's jumping. You can only do anybody who's jumping, okay? Yeah, so the next time he's going to jump. There you go.
See?
Yep.
Touch him. Okay, so I can... Now I need to roll over his damage roll to actually injure him.
Yes, a tie goes to the defender.
I have to spend 2 overdrives to gain 2 additional successes.
Yep.
And he could choose to spend... You could choose to spend his overdrive to negate those.
Yes, I'm sorry, one thing about it. I only get success... I only earn overdrive if I'm playing with an enemy ace... Which goes back to the feng shui named person. These are not named individuals, so I'm not earning overdrive on the rolls. So for now, I'm stuck at 2.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to take the chance that you are not willing to spend your overdrive quite yet, because I am.
Okay.
And spend 2 to get 1 over his damage roll, which means I could move him 1. This counts as 2 space. I wish to knock him into this, so I need to be 2 over.
Okay.
Because that counts as 2 movement points, correct?
Yeah. Okay. Both of them will have a chance to move before you get to fire again.
But But he gets to move.
But he gets
to
go after. He doesn't have Boomer.
True.
Okay.
Yeah, neither one of us had Boomer.
I like the idea of this mech flying into his buddy, which is really only cinematic.
Sure.
So I realize that. So
you boom.
So what range are they from us then?
Yeah. They're two. They are straight two from. They're
so
two
we could go.
How are they?
Okay. Two,
I'm sorry. Okay. You're gonna have to. I'm very tired. So
no, that's
please
okay.
Please explain to me how this counting works because
okay.
I'm not.
So there are two ways that you can go, right?
Okay.
You can go around here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a black line there.
Okay.
So 1, 2, you're here.
Okay.
The other way would be 1, 2, 3, 4.
Crossing
five,
a vertical
six
is two.
Okay. Yes. Crossing a vertical is two. Crossing a curved is one.
Yes.
Okay.
And you can't cross two verticals, so you can't go 1, 2, 3, 4 unless you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay. All right.
You have to cross a curve before you can cross two verticals.
Yep.
Okay. I see.
So they're now two away. Oh, hold on, real quick. So he's been damaged.
Yes, he has.
For, let's see, you hit blue for two.
Yep.
Okay. I have a really bad habit of rolling one on stability rolls. It's very annoying. So he's got a two. He'll carry it with him wherever he goes.
Okay.
You're
assuming he'll be able to carry things for long.
Yes. All right. So now it's Ethan's turn.
All right.
Other Ethan, your turn's coming up.
Yes. Let's see. So to activate my configurations, I have to spend overdrive, right?
Yes.
Okay. And that doesn't start till my next turn.
No, it's just for this turn.
Yeah. It ends on the beginning of your next
okay
turn.
So I will no longer be a slayer at the beginning
so
of the next turn.
He's damaged, yeah, and he's obviously taken
a pretty nasty hit.
Okay,
still got,
well, this
yeah,
guy's fine.
Gaping, nugging out.
Well, I want to spend an overdrive and activate my disruptor.
Okay.
And then
don't do that yet.
Okay.
Well, I mean, are you sure you've got a two attack? You have yes, bud. Is it my turn? You may not have any guys left, bud.
If I'm reading this right, I've got my mighty javelin, which has four impact.
Yes, but you are two away
mm-hmm
from.
Could you choose to be six away? I'm
no
just curious.
No.
Okay.
No. So, yeah, you would have to move into position to attack.
Okay.
But if you want to do use disruptor, you can. I just wanted to talk
sure
you through the options before you did.
So yeah. Well, I'm just wondering if you know if I've got mighty javelin, which is a four. So are they within range of that then?
Yeah, they
okay
are. So, but you're rolling two less dice on your attack.
Okay, so it's
if you just slid over here though,
you'd be mm-hmm
six away. Oh, that's right, because you can't cross your guard.
Right, so you'd have to move. You would actually have to move forward two.
Right.
And then you'd be four away.
Okay.
So maybe you can make your movement roll. And there's really no reason not to make a movement roll.
Mm-hmm.
Because any dice that you don't use for movement basically become extra defense dice till the beginning
sure
of your next turn. And it's always a chance to earn extra overdrive.
Okay.
Why don't you play a different game? That game's not much fun.
What? Alrighty.
Playing reverse. Okay, let me see.
What?
I was going to show you the different game. Go ahead, I can.
Sure.
I can daddy multitask this one.
Well, my going thought was to try to hit the uninjured one with the javelin to disrupt its movement so he can't move.
Hmm. I like
what's the range of the javelin?
I like where
you're four
it.
Four.
Just keep in mind that I don't have.
But you've got a range two weapon too, don't you?
I've got a range two spirit flame, yes.
And either one of those will work to disrupt.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just one's better for the range if you don't feel like moving.
Yeah,
sure.
The only reason you have different weapon ranges is to provide an optimal mix
mm-hmm
for attacking. So.
So, I mean, if I was right up next to him, I would be able. Okay. Because I could activate flanker and basically pop right on over, but
you'd be right there.
I'd be over there.
You'd still be two away.
Right.
Yep. Function doesn't change your range; it just changes your proximity.
Sure. Alrighty then.
Well, you've got a weapon of the range of two, which means you can use this now. If you do attack this round, if I understand right, you won't be able to attack next round, right?
With that weapon.
With that weapon.
Okay. Right.
That's fine. So you could go ahead and do the movement, like you said, because you can use any extra dice that you don't move.
Once you've moved, you can't. You either move or you... you either move or you strafe. So it's not extra, you can choose it now.
So you move or you attack, basically.
Okay.
No.
Or what?
No, to use them for strafe dice, you either move or strafe.
Okay.
So you either change your position or you sit there the entire time and break dance.
Well, what you could do is you could strafe.
Right.
And use your attack, your range 2 weapon on one of them.
Yeah. And use disruptor.
Okay. I'm not getting this whole strafing thing.
Okay.
Problem.
If you don't move,
right,
you can roll your movement dice as defense dice.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If you roll your movement dice to move and you move all of the movement you roll, you have extra dice that are still left.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, hold on, wait.
I'm getting that. So it's like I have the move of five. That just basically means I have 5 dice and I move a number of successes that I would get.
Yes.
Right.
So this is more burning wheel abstract positioning than actual covering ground.
Okay.
So.
Well, then I will strafe and then try to hit with.
Okay.
Which would be better to use then, at the Spirit Flame or the Mighty Javelin?
I would go with the Spirit Flame because you're at optimal range for that weapon.
Right.
So roll your movement first.
Oh, he said he's gonna strafe.
Right. So you roll move.
Okay.
And then any successes are basically dice you roll.
And we're looking for three or less.
Three or less.
Okay.
Whatever your mecha combat is, I assume three.
Everyone's three because it was three gens. So.
One, two, three. 4, 5.
Nice.
Point overdrive. So, actually, give me that back.
Yeah, nice.
So, if you're attacked, you have 5. You can roll 5 extra defense dice. They help you earn cutscenes. They are rolled for.
I really should have strafed them since I didn't move.
Go ahead, real quick.
Okay.
We have other rules.
Yay. Move 3. Wait. What? What do I? I'm sorry. How many dice do I roll?
3.
Yeah. Okay.
3. Yep.
There's 3. I was getting confused. All right. So there's 1, 2.
2.
All right.
Okay. Cool.
Fantastic.
So now you want to attack.
Mm-hmm.
I highly recommend you do so.
Okay.
Here's a wise course of action.
And I activated my disruptors.
You did.
So I'm attacking with the Spirit Flame.
Yes.
And so that's just going to be what, mecha combat?
Yep. Everything in this combat is mecha combat.
So I just roll 3 dice, and I'm looking for.
You roll your attack.
So roll 5 dice, I'm looking for 3.
Yes.
3 or less. Okay.
3 or less.
Yes, that's fine.
1. That would be 2 successes.
Okay.
That's not a... What is that?
That's a 4.
Oh, right. Okay.
So that would be 2 successes.
A 2.
You want to spend an overdrive to pop him?
I will spend an overdrive to pop him.
That's fine.
I'm saving it. So that's 1 for him.
Right.
He cannot move.
And he cannot move.
He cannot move. Yeah, he's fine. Okay. Fearless leader. I'm lying. They go next because they rolled 2 successes.
Okay.
So you... Let's see. The optimal range is the weapon. So this guy's going to shoot your evens. So you, Red, will...
Thank you for leaping in front of that blast. Protect your fearless leader.
You're welcome, sir.
So he's got... Basically, it's like a kami, like, spirit beam. Red, it's you. 4, 3. That's awful.
Okay. And
or
so
your defense plus your extra dice.
I have a buttload of defense
dice.
So I have a defense of 5, so I roll 5, but I also get an extra 5.
Yes. So roll them all. And if you don't get a cutscene, just get a life.
No, I got 10.
Awesome.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Another 1. Nope, just 5.
Okay.
Laugh. There you go.
And then those defense dice are exhausted if you get attacked again.
Right.
Yes.
Those five spares that I had are exhausted.
Are exhausted.
They're
gone now. Yeah, okay. They're gone. Yeah.
So if I get attacked, I just have my defense.
Yeah.
Okay.
So blue also rolled two, so... Oops.
Ha!
Ha!
Clearly he thinks he has the power to attack a leader.
Clearly. Get it! Also three. Sorry. No, that's fine. I'm rolling like tonight. Normally, every time the first round, I roll fives or more.
It takes a while for your warm up to go.
One, actually, no, it's the other way around. Usually, I start rolling amazing.
Four, five, six,
seven, and that's yeah.
And that's seven. Is this no? That's two. So seven and. Nope. Seven successes. Don't quite get a cutscene.
Okay, so good defense roll, though. So he also spear beams.
I mock his.
Yes, and you step there. And you move very badly.
I use him to block.
And I'm all shiny, so it just lights up.
Yes.
That wasn't very nice.
A good leader knows when to use his minions. I mean, honored. Why aren't people following me more? And
oh, great! Your leader's having a crisis. Go to your happy place. Go to your happy cave. Go to your happy cave.
Ah, happy place. Yes. All right. So now I roll.
Now you roll movement.
I roll movement, which is five dice.
Or you could attack in the middle if you touch it.
Well, let's do first because I don't have any range two weapons. Okay, that's one, two, three, four, and three rerolls. Five, three rerolls, six, and one more reroll. Six. So I can move up to six?
Sure. Go up for the red dots.
Alright.
Yes. And so you can be right there, basically.
Okay.
Just go
and if I move, do I also attack, or is it one or the other?
No, you can move and attack.
Okay.
So it's kind of like in D&D, right? You get a full combat action, an attack, and a move. Yeah.
Okay. So I have six, but that means, if I understand this right, I can do this. So basically, I move two when I'm there?
Yes.
Or no?
Yes. Yep, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So that means I'm right on top of them.
Does that mean he has four...
No, he chose to move.
I was wrong about that.
Yeah, he can't be pure defensive now because he's moved.
So I'm going to use my battle blade, which has a zero range.
Okay.
Zero in melee, and I will attack.
Is that Freelancer?
It's basically Freelancer.
Oh, I love Freelancer.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I think it's better looking than Freelancer ever was.
Well, Freelancer came out in...
Well, yeah, but it's on an iPad. Yeah, I'm just, yeah.
Okay. That's...
I want
to... Shoot him! You gotta shoot him?
Yeah, Freelancer.
Go the red dot, there's one.
Quiet.
Not to my knowledge.
For now, I will activate... Microsoft, I will activate Assassin.
Okay.
And attack the one who attacked me.
Yeah.
Ooh. Blue, yes. Yeah. Okay. Blue.
So, my attack is six.
Okay.
Two, three, four, five, six... And I got one, two, I got two successes, and
one additional.
Nope, two successes.
Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So you battle blade and you just dink. He also grabs his person.
No!
Hey.
He said, go to your happy place, and I immediately just start screaming.
They don't love me!
Oh, this is okay. He's doing it. He's doing it
again. Father!
Stab.
He's doing it again.
So, about that time.
That's because I confused the assassin with the berserker. that's why I have trouble.
Ka-choof. 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 That, despite the fact it's construction mech, is... But it's a Mark II construction mech, because it's got a gun.
Yes.
Is it... Basically, this thing comes out of the barracks, and
does
it's...
Does he have a name tag?
Yes. Hi, my name is Bob, and I will be your first grader comic. So,
She basically comes out and looks out at you. So, and he is much bigger. And so now I'm going to roll for the waypoint. The first dice I roll will be the half. The second one will be the square. That one makes sense in a minute. That one, half, square. So, this half, that... So this represents, like, the main warehouse. So if you guys can own this, you blow up supplies, and you've won a victory, and you can retreat in good order.
So if we just go there?
If you have to start your turn on it. So you'd have to move there and stay there. Which is why knockback...
Okay, that's what I was going to say. Then, so that is, it implies then that there's knockback, and you'd be knocked in different zones.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah. So, which makes sense. And actually, I saw this done one time. Somebody with Boomer actually hurt their own guy, and they used the knockback to go into the waypoint, and yeah, it was ridiculously
You just
awesome
landed on the warehouse. The warehouse broke your mech's fall.
And,
oops.
Yeah.
There you go. Sadie. No, no. Sadie. Oh, because the Y is inverted. Because it's a pilot game. So, okay. Now, because this is the first time that you guys have played combiners, you can, at this point, combine for free if you so choose. Any other time, you would have to be
in the same zone.
Or pay point overdrive per movement point to come together.
That would mean that I have to be in physical proximity to him.
It would be, yes. But he's the flaming rear end, and you're the codpiece.
That's so true.
And you should be used to being.
We do live within proximity to each other on a regular basis.
We do.
Yeah.
Does that mean? Never mind. I'm not going to suggest that.
Other things to
don't
note.
Don't go there. Just don't. Yeah.
Because this is a combiner, it's on combiner scale. Hey. So what this means is that if you are not in combiner scale, which currently you're not in combiner scale, he gets an automatic 3 successes on any roll against you.
Oh, because he's big.
Because so he's big, yes. He also has 2 attacks. So when you come together, you will take the highest one of all of your stats.
Uh-huh.
And bring it together. So I think we've got a 4 in speed, a 4 in attack, a 4 in weapons. I think you got a 4 in something, don't you? We'll figure out what your combiner stats are when they come together. And then you'll also gain 2 additional configurations. Super Blade is statted out, has Rumbler, which you don't attack, but you basically... I was imagining the mecha jumping up and hitting the ground and basically moves everybody. And then you've also got Blazing Sword.
Right.
As a configuration, which gives you extra attack dice.
In terms of combining, I like this plan.
Yes. As our leader, I say we combine.
We must combine!
We must combine!
Ring! Ring! You want to play?
Yeah.
Okay. You can hang out.
He's the big guy.
Okay.
Yes, we are so very
we should
combined.
Totally combine.
Okay.
Yes.
So
atomic batteries to power, turbines to speed.
Hey, this odd button showed up.
Bamboo fans to fan faster.
Fan game. Yes, you. I command fan faster.
You've got peasants in the background.
Fan faster, peasants.
So you're gonna roll for that guy, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So
In which square you can combine?
Your choice.
Oh. So. I have a lovely choice.
one other thing to note. You guys, when you form Super Blade, will still get 1 attack each.
Okay.
You'll only move once, obviously, because there's only 1 unit to move. Only 1 of your attacks will be on combiner scale.
Okay.
Just like only 1 of his attacks will be on combiner scale. So it will be up to you guys to decide who's going to take the combiner scale attack.
Okay.
And these guys are regular scale, so you will enjoy the 3 die advantage against
yes.
them.
Yes, we will crush them and as enemies and see them turn
yes.
before us.
So Robeast, crazy skeleton looking guys
yes.
in Voltron terminology. So.
Alrighty then. Well, clearly we should combine on top of the warehouse.
That is exactly what I was thinking.
And usually I have an Atlas mini for this, but we didn't grab it, so
oh well.
We'll use somebody else's mini. I think the shortest one should be the menu that you guys use, but it seems to suit the leadership style.
Grab a tank.
Yeah, we can use a tank.
Just get a tank. I mean, that that's sufficiently different looking from all of us too.
Well, the only BattleTech minis I have at home are the from BattleTech.
Oh, the Ralph Parkin ones. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Well, I bought these for.
Well, yeah.
This is
continued, so yeah,
you should see the setup we got him for $30.
Oh,
came
dude.
Like a gun case.
Auction at Gen Con auction store. Sometimes you find bags of Mage Knight, Mech Warrior, now Heroclix for a while.
So let's clear
that's
our
how
guys
I stocked,
off here.
That's how I stocked up
Sorry,
on Heroclix.
I did say any square you want, and what I meant was any square that you guys had a presence
oh,
in.
Oh, I see.
I apologize. All right.
I think we rolled tape. I don't care.
I'm going to go right there, there. Well, what are our weapon ranges?
2 and 4.
I burned the zero range, so I've got 1 and 3.
Remember?
Yes.
You have boomer.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, then I've already used my 2 range, and there's nothing. We can always move, and
yeah,
I've got the next turn.
Can always move.
So, yeah, but I don't have. Well, we can spend the movement. Why don't we start?
Oh, and you,
since I'm the one who's going to be moving next.
Yes, sir? You guys have.
Yes, GM.
Yeah. You guys have. Blazing Sword, which for 1 overdrive, basically you form a Blazing Sword. It is a range 0 energy weapon, or fire weapon, basically. The first attack that you do with it is at +2 attack dice, which works for cutscenes and good successes and all that good stuff. Then anytime anyone pays a point of overdrive, the sword recharges. I mean, it still has cooldown and everything, but so every other turn you can basically refuel it and it does extra dice. So if you're worried about not having a range 0 weapon, somebody can pay the point of overdrive.
Okay. And since we are a combiner, anyone can pay the point of overdrive.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
However,
caveat.
Yes. That is a combiner scale action. So it has to be done in conjunction with your combiner scale attack.
Okay.
Correct.
So, knowing now that we have a big glowy sword.
Okay.
Fantastic.
All right, so I'm going to... I'm sorry. I'm going to now set up... our combiner. So no one can ever claim that I'm cheating. There's its stats, although it's done in the order in my head, so it's...
Fair enough.
Yeah.
You tell us, we're good.
It is an enemy ace... So it will earn overdrive.
Not if we kill it first.
Not if you kill it first.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to roll its initiative. Oh, yeah. You roll. You roll. Reroll that one.
Why?
Because it's a 1.
It's good.
Yeah.
Roll it again.
Well, it's good.
You did awesome. Roll it again.
Nice job, bud. So he goes... and so you guys will continue to go on your own initiative unless anybody wants to reset their initiative based off of the combined sets. So real quick, who has the highest weapons?
Weapon 4.
Okay.
Me.
You're on my team.
Oh, yeah, weapon 3.
4.
Okay.
It's 4.
All right, so you guys now are rolling... What's that?
Do you need something off of me?
Not highest better. Weapon. Your weapon is 2.
Yeah. So okay, I'm just getting it into my head that lower is better. So
armor, who's got the highest armor?
Armor's 3.
3.
Yes.
3. Okay.
3.
His is 3.
But
what's yours?
Mine's 2.
Okay.
I'm just corroborating that his is the highest.
Okay. Technology. 4.
My tech is
Speed.
I can't get tank
4.
Okay.
Awesome.
So basically, you guys are now rolling as if your weapons are 4, your armor's 3, your technology's 4, your speed's 2.
Okay.
So every time you attack, you're rolling with 2 extra dice.
Big gun! Okay.
I think you're rolling with 1 extra, you're rolling with...
I'm right.
Yeah, you're 4.
Uh-oh.
So.
Hello.
So do we take these guys off?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So if anybody wants to re-roll their initiative, they can.
And initiative was...
I'm still on 5.
So it would be engineering.
So much.
Yes.
Okay, so engineering. So my engineering would be 1
plus 4.
4.
So you'd be rolling 5 dice.
I will re-roll.
So I thought that might help you out a little bit.
I'm content with my 5. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm content with my 5.
I figured as much.
If he advances up the count, that's fantastic.
My mighty initiative of 0, I'm re-rolling whatever option you give me. Okay, 1, 2, 3 with 2 re-rolls. 4.
Better.
So Eric is now 4 on 5.
Okay.
So you actually move before the bad guys, but not before them. So
Yes, he goes him, me, and
yes. Yeah. So boom, 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 which is fantastic.
Now, okay. You guys can choose to move on anyone's initiative you want. So,
well, I see no reason to move since we have a giant glowy sword that can do much smashing.
Yes.
I will need an overdrive point to activate sensor.
One overdrive point.
Okay.
Sweet.
Wait. You gotta sit.
Form blazing sword.
There we go.
I told you.
I know.
You said that.
You're
right. That's true. That's very true. Okay. All right. So I'm going to attack with said glowing blazing sword.
Who are you attacking?
I'm attacking the name dude, the name guy.
Okay, Ethan. You got a whole mess of dust, or you're gonna have to roll.
Okay, so
I'm gonna let him go and get started.
My attack is 6. My regular attack.
Yeah. So you. So you're still at 6
plus 3. Because.
He's combined scale. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's not extra dice; it's extra successes.
Okay. Success. So we get a base 2 successes because it's the first time we've used the sword.
Yes. So you roll
a sword.
No, it's not extra. In that case, it's 2 extra dice.
Okay. Yeah. So we get 2 extra dice.
So you roll on the dice. Yes.
Okay. So this time we roll 8.
Yes.
But
okay.
Do we always get the 2 dice?
Or no. Just that one attack. Okay. So it's blazing, and then it's
more blazing sword.
It's less blazing. Yeah.
So not less blazing.
Yeah. So, but again, this is the only combiner scale attack you guys get to make until the next turn.
That's right.
Okay.
These guys are messed up already, so I think that's a solid choice.
So we roll that.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. I figure turn around and punt one of them.
We roll again.
Oh, good night.
Okay, so 4.
All right, here we go.
Good job.
That's 3 explosions. Yeah.
3 explosions, and that's all that I got. So 3.
4. Time goes to the defender.
Any overdrivers?
Us?
Can we throw it in?
You can.
I will throw it in.
Okay.
We get at least one, unless you. Bounce back. He bounced back.
We got you.
Is this a bidding war?
Yes, that's what it turns into. Oh, all right. Fine. Okay, roll dice. One die. Roll high. Roll above one. Don't roll one.
What's the best thing to roll?
Wait, you're on Daddy's team. You're not on their team. Roll one.
No, you're totally. Roll one. This will help Daddy, really.
Come on, buddy. Just remember, people who aren't your parents lie to you. Anyway. 6. So, and you can move him 1 movement point if you so choose.
Yes.
Is there another ring that we assume? Or
you're on the outer edge. So, right. You can just move him closer to the waypoint if you choose to move him.
Does anything happen if he gets to the waypoint?
No, it's not his choice.
If anything happens if he gets to the waypoint.
Yeah, if he starts his turn in the waypoint, the game's you guys are
right.
So not moving him to the waypoint.
No. He can stay right where he's at.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So it's Ethan's turn.
Seems a waste of a big glowy sword.
Yes.
Am my turn?
My apologies.
Sorry, right, there, Ethan.
Yes.
The bigger
ugly. My name is Ethan as well. You're Ethan and I'm Ethan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I know. It's amazing. All right, well, what do you guys think? Should I go after the big guy again, or should we go after...
He will get three automatic successes against you, because you will not...
Yeah.
Oh, you can spend a point of overdrive to upgrade yourself to a combiner scale attack if you want.
Go for it?
Uh-huh.
Well, what range do you have?
Do you have
a range 0?
No.
Okay.
What ranges do you possess?
2 and 4.
And your 2 is in cooldown.
Right, so I have a 4.
So you're looking at -4 dice?
Yes. So
So I wouldn't spend your upgrade to do
a
-4 die attack.
You might want to move and then
I might move to here.
Alright, yeah, I'll move.
Yeah, so you can use our movement.
So
and then you can you're only -2 dice to knock one of these guys.
Yeah. So you're still net +1, basically.
Yeah.
Right. So how many dice am I rolling?
Okay.
I got.
So your new speed is 4, so whatever stat linked to
my speed was a 4, so I'm rolling the same.
Yeah.
And I'm looking for what? 3s again?
Yeah, 3s are better.
1.
You get a point of movement.
I get a point of movement, which I will use to go there.
Do you want to spend your point of overdrive to move into the waypoint?
Yes.
Okay. Sounds like a fine plan. Okay, so now we cannot move because we are...
Right.
Oh,
we have
God! He moved us! Why did we give him the legs?
Because the legs just sort of pivot 270 degrees and just... like, hey! That's what caused you to throw off the hit.
Yeah.
Is it our turn?
I'm like, hey, warehouse!
He still has to attack and then air goes and then it's your...
Okay,
turn.
So now you can roll your 4 attack and then that minus 2.
Okay. So I will do that. So,
so whatever your attack is, so through.
Well, my attack.
But okay, so it's a regular. Now it will be a regular scale attack. Mm-hmm. You,
right, and what's our arm? Basically, okay, so it's
4. So you're rolling 2 extra dice.
2 extras. Okay.
But minus 2, you're rolling 2.
Basically, I'm rolling my.
Yeah, you're rolling what your attack was.
Your
yeah.
usual 5. Yeah.
Yeah.
And tell us, who are you attacking?
He's the most injured.
Well, I'll attack the most injured one.
Okay. He also has police defense. So.
Well, convenient, so, Dad.
Yes. Good roll.
Not doing particularly well. Only 1 that time.
Alright, buddy.
Roll.
Oh,
roll. Roll more than 1.
So that's in cooldown.
Mm. Oh! 4.
Oop. Here, roll.
Easily.
Roll this, yeah. Let's see. Well, we don't get a point over
it. Doesn't really matter.
Yep. Okay. Good job, buddy. We defended.
Oh my!
Eric.
All right. I will attack. I've got either I've got the spirit spear, which is a 3 range, or I've got the hidden dagger, which is 1 range.
Way you're 1 off.
Either way, I'm 1 off. So I will go ahead and use the. Spirit Spear, because it makes more sense than the Hidden Dagger.
Mm-hmm.
And I will, being my normal angry self, I will go ahead and attack the one that attacked me last.
Red?
Red.
Yeah. So, my attack is 6, minus 1 is 5.
Yeah, but you have 1 additional weapon, so...
Because we're combined.
Yep.
So my attack is 6 again. 1, 2, 3,
yeah,
4.
Which this is handily making up for the minuses that your weapons are.
Mm-hmm.
5, 6.
That's all about so.
And I'm looking for 3s. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 with a reroll.
Uh oh.
5.
6.
You brought a ringer in, dude.
I did. He's awesome. okay, so I'm gonna roll for these guys and then you roll for the next ones, okay?
Okay.
So red and blue have both used the range 2, so they're going to move ahead. So I'll move red first. 3. And red rolls 7 dice to attack.
7 dice!
But so who's going to roll defense?
Me.
Does it matter?
I'll roll defense, I guess. Just a regular 5.
Yeah. What's your armor?
Armor's 2, so another, yeah. another 1.
Another 1, so 6.
Six. One, 2, plus 3 rerolls, that's 5.
6.
So I rolled 4, you rolled 6.
Uh-huh.
Plus 3 is 9. Yeah.
That was the guy attacking, not him.
Yes, that's why I had 3 D4s
rolled. Oh, right. Online. Right, yes, I'm... Right.
Oh, right.
I'm doing it backwards. No, oh, that gives us a cutscene.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. So you have to roll a cutscene.
Okay. That was close.
That was close.
I'll get you, eventually.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
So he's using his range 1, he's using 6. 0.
1, 2, 5, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6!
7, 8, 9, no.
Hey, we need to let them in a bit.
So against these guys, we get an automatic 3 successes,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Because we're combined. Okay.
Yeah, because you're a combiner, they're regular.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so in Mecha, there's basically four scales. There's Pilot by himself, Mecha, Linked, Combiner, and then there's also Mooks, which are different.
Okay.
Okay,
So we get the three successes even if we're using our own weapons?
Or is it just on combiner attacks?
It's only combiner scale attacks.
Okay.
That's the importance.
But since we're combiner scale, I got them because we're defending.
Because we're defending.
Got it.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
He stays. Alrighty, I need you to roll 8 dice.
Oh dear.
What did you say?
Oh dear.
Oh dear. Okay, I like that better than what I thought he said.
What?
No, that's okay, buddy. No.
It's alright.
I thought you said a bad word. Roll.
On the table. Okay.
Oh man.
Okay, wait, we gotta count them out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
This one is one.
Hey!
And we don't get the plus 3 against him because he's
right. Yeah, he's combined. Alright, let me sit down. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Only 4.
What was that one?
No, I didn't roll this.
Okay.
5, 6.
Yeah, it's all with it. All right. You defend.
Woo!
All right, so top of the round starts. You guys win.
Yes. Okay, so do we try and hit him?
No.
No, we win.
You win.
Oh, right. Hey!
We step on the warehouse.
Yeah. So
and my part of the neck turns and gives the other mix the finger.
So yeah, it's the aftermath. Is there anything you guys want to narrate happens before?
Well, we hit their supply depot and it goes nuclear as we're
right, for no reason, right?
For no real, yeah.
It's rice. And
obviously, it's immediately rice, vaporizing the enemy.
It
turns out they were storing highly flammable, highly explosive,
highly nuclear
experimental sake.
Yeah.
Yes.
those two get incinerated. This one, the flames go up around him. We think he's gone. And the camera pans back and it clears and you see the mech pilot. Like, windshield wipers. And he's staring there with that look that only Japanese anime characters can have.
Yes.
Sort of angry counselor of vengeance. Yes. Yeah.
And then disappears.
Yes. Somehow mystically vanishes.
Mm-hmm.
I will hit you!
You hear over your communicators that you somehow have.
Yes. Okay, so your goal was to destroy the... Okay, so, I mean, it's pillage, right? The few... The one, Kami of any note was, teleported off in a flash of light. You notice these other smaller creatures, which kind of look like Kami, but they're obviously not as powerful, these guys. They're there, they try to stop you, and as Super Blade, you guys just, flink, and they fly off, and it's
sure.
Fun games. And within minutes, I mean, you guys have turned Kyoto, this part of Kyoto, into a smoking room.
Okay.
So, at that point, you guys pull off and, regroup?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so it is 10:30. Do we have time for one more?
I think it's probably time to go.
Time for, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think that's a very good solid run through the system, which is...
It's an all-too-familiar scene. Stacks of lonely RPGs collecting dust on the bookshelf. The myriad board games lying dormant in the closet, relics of a forgotten time. And somewhere in the back of a junk drawer rests a felt bag full of plastic polyhedrals pleading, "Roll me, please roll me." Yes, what we have here is a common case of gamer apathy. Well, rejoice, shamed gamer, for salvation is yours! The Gamer's Haven! Actual play recordings of your favorite games, interactive forums, reviews, and more geek talk goodness than you could shake a +5 Vorpal sword at. Now, turn on the lights, dust off those chip crumbs, and head to gamershavenpodcast.com. The Gamer's Haven, building a better breed of gamer.
been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
That's not canon.